You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. And ladies and gentlemen, get ready for what is going to be a bit of a roller coaster ride. Just ups and ups, as we can see. Brace for record highs on this roller coaster of a green stretch on the Lal Street. ICICI, Axis, IndusInd and ITC could see a 5-7% rally in the coming days. All of those predictions, as it were, and all the events that took place on the Lal Street, coming to you in a nice little package we like to call an evening walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Well, what looked like it would be a day of consolidation turned out into a day of buy on dips as the S&P BSE Sensex rallied by over 250 points today on Tuesday, while the Nifty 50 closed above Monday's high of 11,530. What was the final tally on the Lal Street? The S&P BSE Sensex rallied 268 points to close at 38,363, while Nifty 50 gained 70 points to close at 11,532. Rallying for the seventh consecutive day in a row, benchmark indices hit a fresh 6-month high. Nifty Bank touched a fresh record closing high led by gains in Punjab National Bank, Bank of Baroda, Federal Bank, State Bank of India and Axis Bank. On the sectoral front, FMCG, telecom and energy stocks rose over 1% each, while capital goods, auto and metal stocks saw a bit of profit taking. On the broader market front, the S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index rose 0.52%, while the S&P BSE Small-Cap Index ended 0.37% higher. On the technical charts, Nifty continues to trade above its 5 days exponential moving average, that is EMA, and nullified the negative implication of long-legged doji kind of pattern formed in Monday's session, which suggests that the momentum remains intact. Strong liquidity is something which is fueling a rally in the Indian markets, according to experts, and the index is on track to hit 11,700 levels, possibly new highs, by March end. Ashish Chaturmota, head of technical and derivatives at Sanctum Wealth Management, told Money Control, and I quote, "The trend is clearly heading north, and given the fact that we crossed 11,500 on the upside, could lead to some bit of short coverings, which can take the index towards 10,700. I am afraid that it's not 10,700, 11,700. So used to saying 10,000 that I slipped back into it. 11,700 or possibly new highs. In terms of talking about specific stocks in the mid-cap space, Ashish Chaturmota likes Bharat Electronics, Canfin Homes, DCB Bank, where what we are seeing is a strong breakout on the weekly as well as the monthly charts. He further went on to add that stocks which are in momentum in the Nifty 50 basket are likely to keep buzzing, such as ICICI Bank, Axis Bank, as well as IndusInd Bank, as they still have room for another 5% kind of rally. He went on to say, ITC has the potential to give 7-8% return from current levels. More from Ashish is going to follow at the end of the podcast, where he did an interview with our own Kshitij Anand, so stick around for that in just a little while. Which stocks made some noise on the Lal Street today? Shares of Mindtree fell nearly 2% after L&T said on March 18th it would buy 20.32% stake at 980 rupees per share in Mindtree for 3,269 crore rupees from early investor VG Siddharth. L&T fell 1.5% on Nifty. The Jet Airways saga continues. The share price of Jet slipped 3% after Etihad Airways, who is the major holder in the company, informed that it may not invest further in the company. So those woes of Jet Airways continued today as well. Speaking of woes, shares of Reliance Communications rose 10% today to hit the upper circuit after the Anil Ambani-led company said it paid 550 crore rupees to Swedish company Ericsson. And finally, Hotel Leela Ventura ended 5% higher after the company decided to sell its hospitality and hotel operations business on a slump sale basis to Brookfield. Chalo, duniya ki sair karte hai abhi. What are the global markets looking like? European markets have been trading and they've been trading higher ahead of the outcome of the Federal Reserve's monetary policy meeting, which is set to kick off later today in America. Turning eastward now, Asian markets ended mixed today, with the Shanghai Composite slipping 0.18% to 3,090.98, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index rose 0.19% at 29,466.28, and Nikkei, Japan's Nikkei 225, ended flat at 21,566.85, and South Korea's Kospi closed marginally lower at 2,177.62. As promised earlier, Ashish Chaturmota, head of technical and derivatives at Sanctum Wealth Management, spoke to our own Kshitij Anand. He's going to be talking about the trends that we can expect in the coming weeks and if indeed 11,700 is in sight and which stocks suddenly are looking attractive.
Hello and welcome to the special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Shataj Anand and today I have with me Ashish Chakramota, Head of Technical and Derivatives at Sanctum Wealth Management. Well, welcome to the podcast, Ashish.
Hi, Shataj.
Well, Ashish, you know, it looked like a day of consolidation, which turned out to be a day of buy on dips as Sensex managed to rally over 250 points and Nifty also closed above its Monday's high of 11,530. So what is the target for March series?
So Chetak, you know, in our last conversation, we mentioned very clearly that, you know, the index heavyweight names like Reliance, HDFC Bank, Axis, IndusInd, they are in a strong, you know, uptrend, and the kind of weightage we have of the financials in our index, this entire basket was looking very promising. And all this put together, you know, has resulted in into a massive rally at an index level. Now, since if you look at from a data perspective, 11,500, we have seen a lot of calls were being written in last couple of few trading sessions. And there was some kind of cap at around 11,500. But since the way we have crossed this 11,500 and the way the index heavyweights are showing strength, it clearly indicates that in days to come, we might see strong short covering and unwinding of these you know, calls being written. And that can lead to a move towards 11,700, 750 zones. I think there is a strong possibility we might at least see the previous all-time high getting tested by March end.
Right. Since the momentum is so strong, are there any stocks which witnessed a breakout recently and are also looking attractive on the charts?
So I think from different you know, sectors, we are seeing a lot of, you know, contributors are being witnessed. So from the financials, we are seeing Axis, IndusInd, and, you know, ICICI, they are leading this upmoving. There is a lot of room because the way this consolidation has happened in most of these names, there can be another, you know, 4-5% kind of rally from current levels in Axis, ICICI, and IndusInd Bank. But, you know, Reliance itself is showing very strong momentum. In our last conversation, we mentioned targets of around 1360 to 1400 zone. And I think almost those levels have been tested. So I think a fresh trigger on upside could lead the stock towards 1450, 1480 kind of zone. And I think, you know, that itself can be a very strong contribution coming from Reliance. ITC is one stock, you know, which has been underperforming for many, many months. And here we are witnessing some strong, you know, activity taking place. So I think ITC has a potential to see 7-8% kind of jump from current level. So this is within the Nifty 50 basket. But apart from this, I think a lot of mid-cap names are showing good strength. So stocks like Canton Homes, LIC Housing, Finance, you know, Bharat Electronics Limited. These are a couple of a few names where you can see strong momentum to be seen in days to come. And also we are seeing a lot of, you know, buying interest coming into the PSU banking basket. So that basket, I think, stocks like State Bank, Canara Bank, Bank of India, there you can see some strong activity to be seen on upside.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for your time, Ashish.
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks, Ashish and Kshitij, for that. That's pretty much everything you needed to know about what happened on Dalal Street today. In addition to that, we have just released a podcast that speaks about Mahindra's new Glide venture. It is the electric venture cab hailing app in direct competition with Ola and Uber, as of now launched only in BKC and Lower Parel in Mumbai. How that might change the cab hailing space is something we'll be discussing, something we have discussed on that particular podcast. Today, we'll also be talking about why Ford has hired a furniture guy to head their smart mobility section. What kind of innovations would design thinking bring to that table? Those and other aspects on that particular podcast. And of course, I'll see you tomorrow in the morning with a morning walk down the Dalal Street and stock picks of the day. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com, with any queries, suggestions, etc. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.